We have a single guest right now, and that is Tim White from the Missouri State University Department of Media. I have to get the order correct. Media Journalism and Film. Yes. Tim is here to talk about the annual Manhattan Short Film Festival. I love the fact that Springfield, after all these years, I'm not sure how many years this has been going on, but Springfield has always been the only venue in the state of Missouri. That you don't have Manhattan Short showings in Kansas City or Columbia or St. Louis. They're right here. They're right here on the Missouri State University campus.
That's right. Yeah. Before we start, my wife is listening to this, so I want everybody to know I'm not single. So,
just in case. Yeah. Just in case.
Well, this is the only venue in Missouri where you can see these. And this is the 20th year for the Manhattan Short Film Festival, and it just gets bigger and better every year. We get more people every year.
And it's always whittled down to how many films altogether? How many are you screening?
There's 10 short films,
right.
And they're chosen out of 1,615 films.
Yeah. I guess that's grown over the years, too, as far as the number of entries they have from around the world. And this is truly a worldwide thing. They are accepting films in all kinds of different formats, whether it's live action or animation or computer art or whatever it might be. Right. The only real criterion is that they have to be what's the absolute length?
I'm not really sure, but in this bunch, I think that probably the longest one is maybe 10, 12 minutes long, something like that. And there's actually the one that I like best, and I'm sure it's no more than 4 or 5 minutes long, but it's very powerful in those few minutes.
What happens is the local audiences at the hundreds of venues around the country and around the world that view these 10 selected films get to vote on them.
That's right. We hand out ballots for best film and best actor, and the audience votes. And we tally those votes, and I post the results on the department's Facebook page. And we send those ballots back to New York, and then I can't remember what the date is in October, but about a week later, they announce the winners.
Well, tell us what films we have on tap for this particular festival.
And this one we have, like I said, there are 10 of these films. Two are from Spain, which is unusual to have two from the same country. There's one from Syria, one from Latvia, and one from Georgia. And those are the first times those countries have been represented.
Oh, really?
In the Short Film Festival. Right.
I'm
not sure why this happened this year, but there are no films from Asia. They're all from Europe and North America.
Anything from Latin America this year?
No, I don't see any. No.
So it's all U.S. all North America. U.S.
Well, one from the United States, and the rest are from.
Okay. Any Canadian entries?
No, not this year. Nothing.
Or not to finalists.
There's
anyway.
One from New Zealand, though. That's not in Europe.
No. Right? Okay, so there is one from. Okay, so you do have one from New Zealand, and then one from the United States, and then everything else is of European origin this year. Now these are not. That doesn't represent what was submitted. As you say, there were more than 1,600. These are the 10 that were selected by the Manhattan Short Committee.
Right. Yeah, the 1,600 came from 75 different countries.
Right.
So there's a lot of submissions. Somebody's bleary-eyed.
No kidding.
Right now.
That's a lot of film and video to watch.
Right. Well, it takes them a year to go through these, so, you know. And it's it's a job I kind of envy. You get to see a lot of stuff. On the other hand, you have to make some really hard choices.
Yes, and perhaps have strong arguments or disagreements with your fellow voters.
Right, yeah.
Your fellow committee members. But with the audience voting, they basically just vote for the single film they like the best, or are there other categories?
It's just best film and best actor.
Oh, and best actor.
I think they used to have best actor and best actress, and they combine those two to best actor. Right.
Well, what kind of subject matter and kinds of film production are people going to see this time?
Well, this year, it seems to me that the films are a little bit darker than they have been in the past. There are a few that are kind of funny, but there are a lot that are not funny at all.
Well, given the world situation, it's kind of it's not surprising, really.
Right. The one I mentioned that was my favorite, the shortest one, is actually about a prisoner in a German concentration camp, a Polish prisoner, whose job is to shave the commandant of the concentration camp. And there's no dialogue, absolutely no dialogue in the entire film. And just by looking at this guy's face, you can see all the thoughts that are going through his mind about what it is he's doing and what
he'd like to do.
Right, yeah. Right. And it's based on a true story, which several of these films are based on true stories this year.
Is there animation this year?
There's one example of animation, which I really like. It's from the Netherlands. I'm not too sure if it's going to be an audience favorite because it's not narrative. It's just strictly a formal exercise in animation, which I really like that. And people who are into animation really like that kind of stuff. We'll see how, you know, what the audience thinks about it.
Now, tickets are $10, and all proceeds go to the Missouri State University Digital Film Production Scholarship.
Right.
Very active program in the Media Journalism and Film Department.
Yeah. And the students, you know, really appreciate these scholarships. Before I forget, I want to point out that the tickets are available at the door, only at the door. You can't buy them in advance.
Okay.
And we take checks and cash, no credit cards. Makes it a little bit inconvenient for some people, but we want to...
It's only $10, folks.
Right, yeah. We want to keep all the money, you know, in the scholarship fund instead of letting it dribble away in, you know, credit card fees and that kind of stuff.
Right. So cash or check only, $10 and... Have we mentioned that it's at Plaster Student Union Theater?
I guess we should say that. Yeah,
yes.
Plaster Student Theater. Parking is available in Lot 24, which is at National and Grand, or Bear Park North.
Right. And then just
and
take
there's a shuttle.
Yeah, take
right.
the shuttle over to right. to Plaster Student Union.
That's a little bit different this year, we've never done before, is that the kids who are helping me out are the Academic Media Production Guild members. And they're also going to be selling popcorn.
Oh, you haven't had popcorn in the
never
past.
Never had popcorn.
Really? Okay.
We have popcorn.
I can have movies without popcorn,
yeah, right? No beer, but...
Right. Well, no.
But we will have popcorn.
And again, you'll be joining if you attend, and it is tomorrow night starting what time?
Doors open at 6:30, and the show begins at 7.
Okay. And you will be... among more than 100,000 viewers around the world who will
That's
be voting
right.
on these films.
That's right.
But you'll be the only ones, the 400 or so people who can fit into Plaster Student Union Theater, you'll be the only ones here in the state of Missouri who are participating
right.
in this.
And we always get people from Arkansas as well who once a year they come up here for this event, and we're happy to see them.
The annual, or 20th annual now, a Manhattan Short Film Festival, Springfield being the only venue in the state of Missouri to host it, and specifically Missouri State University campus. It is in Plaster Student Union Theater tomorrow night. Doors open at 6:30. You pay at the door cash or check only for $10, with all proceeds going directly to the Missouri State University Digital Film Production Scholarship in the Department of Media Journalism and Film. You can call 836-4936 or email Tim at trwhite@missouristate.edu for information. 10 films, and the whole evening takes what, as far as time-wise?
2 hours. Well, it's from technically 7 to 10. There's a short intermission, but the program itself is about 2 hours long.
Well, it is the Manhattan Short Film Festival for 2017, and come out ready to vote for your favorites, and your vote really does make a difference in this
definitely,
case.
Definitely, yeah, it definitely does.
All right, Tim White from the Department of Media, Journalism, and Film, Missouri State University. We'll no doubt talk to you again next year about this. And
sure will.
All right, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.